For this Sunday of the baptism of our Lord is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, starting with verse 13.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so. Let it be so now. For it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and a lightning on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise
to you, O Christ. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. John never thought that day he would have to baptize Jesus. He never thought of that when he woke up that morning. Never. And then when I read the passage that I just read, and the passage of the baptism of our Lord, the two words that are very, very, very emphasized in the reading I just read about Mark, about the Gospel of Mark, the word "immediately" and the word "following" comes to mind when I think about this reading, the baptism of our Lord. I think that "immediately," which is a word that in the passage of Mark, it's very well there, can be less about making time, the word "immediately," less about making time and more about describing an action. Like, he ran immediately. He did whatever immediately. Describing an action. "Immediately" does not only designate a when, which is now, but a what. Not only a place in time, but an event that changes the meaning of life. This "immediately." Yep, the people gathered there didn't actually know. They didn't actually know at that point that life had been changed. That it was a new game, that it was a new reality. People didn't know that at that point when Jesus came and met John. But we know. We know. And maybe immediately is all we can do. All we can manage. Immediately. Maybe a life of faith can only happen in immediately. In the surprising. In the sudden, in the profound epiphany of God at work, God revealed in our lives. Maybe it just can happen immediately. It's not something to ponder on. It just happens. And when it happens soon, and it happens fast, and it happens sudden. That's it. Because if we think, brothers and sisters, that we can adequately prepare for God's epiphanies, we are kidding ourselves. We cannot prepare for God's epiphanies. Just like my family in Puerto Rico can't prepare every single time they feel an earthquake. It just happens abruptly, very abruptly. And very sudden. We have to be kidding ourselves if we think that we can prepare for God's epiphanies, because God does not work like that. That we can be fully, really ready for what we will see, for what we will understand, for what we'll be receiving. It's like taking childbirth classes. Who took childbirth classes? There you go. I didn't. Nothing. The classes do not prepare you for that moment. They just do not. You might kick yourself and start breathing, but at that moment you even forget the rhythm. You just like start doing weird stuff. It does not prepare you to be a parent, to be a mother, to deal with the pain at that moment. After a month of classes, you just ask for an epidural. That's the first thing, like, oh no, I'm not dealing with this. Let's be honest. We are called perhaps to take this immediacy very seriously. This is not, wait a few minutes, you know, let me pack my bag, let me ponder on it, let me sleep on it. I have a few more arrangements to make. No. Epiphanies just happen. No preparation. No packing list. No plans. No recommendations of what to take, what to do. They just happen. And so, Jesus just happens. Jesus just happens. On the shores of the Jordan, Jesus just happens. On a stoplight at Sumner, Jesus just happens. During a song, Jesus just happens. Or, as I would like to think, during a sermon. Jesus just happens. A true epiphany according to the kingdom of God. That's what it is. Epiphanies are untamable. Untamable and unpredictable. Unexpected and even undeserved. They're grace. It's a little gift. But maybe we knew this already. Maybe we did. We just needed to let it sink in. We just need to let it sink in. Maybe we shouldn't get too far into epiphany and get comfortable. There's nothing comfortable about epiphanies. Nothing. They rock your world. Epiphanies shake your floor, your ground. Tumble a few things. There's nothing comfortable about that. Nothing comfortable about revelation. Epiphanies, especially of the divine nature, like the one we read about this morning, demand an immediate response. An immediate response. There's no invitation for contemplation or reflection, but instantaneous commitment and risk. But to put it in another way, no real choice. There's no real choice. Epiphany is when your life is changed forever because Epiphany celebrates, in part, that God was forever changed. Let that sink in. God was forever changed. But the immediately about Epiphany has to bring us necessarily to the following. There's not one without the other. The immediately follows, or the following follows the immediately. Regarding this, I'll say that almost everyone can be a follower. Almost everyone can be a follower of Jesus. It's easy to follow someone. It really is. Especially someone we admire, right? So if we admire someone, we can be followers very easily. But we truly see the following in specifics. We can never follow in a general way. We follow in the specifics. We follow him in particular and distinct ways. And we sometimes don't follow in the same way. Perhaps we follow by becoming a teacher. Perhaps we follow by, I don't know, volunteering in one of our ministries. Or by accepting a call to be a council member, like letting. Perhaps we follow by looking out for those in our schools, for those of us, well, you get what I'm trying to say. For those of you who work in schools, or for kids that are in school. Maybe looking out for those that are the outsiders or the ones that don't have a table to sit during lunch. Maybe by inviting them in. By broadening or expanding your limits. But we know it contributes to supporting someone. Perhaps we follow by being generous with our wealth and with our time. Perhaps we follow by listening to those around us and responding with encouragement and care. There are many ways to follow. There are many different ways that we can follow, and we don't have to follow in the same way. There are many numbers of distinct ways to follow Jesus. Many. And indeed, follow him immediately. Here and now. In the world and time in which we live. That's our immediacy. That's our immediate. Now, in the world that we are, with the complications that we have right now. Immediacy doesn't mean, yeah, I will follow, I will do this as soon as I have time. No, it does not work like that. At least Jesus does not work like that. And there are a few passages that explain that in Scripture. It's now, it's all. What seems at the heart of the matter is that we can follow Jesus in all of these different situations and circumstances precisely by trying to imitate him. By trying to imitate Jesus. By trying, that is, to treat others in the same regard. With the same regard, I should say. Love and patience that he did. The same love, the same patience he used in order to treat others, right? Including all manner of people, all sorts of people. From the richest ones to the prostitute, to Zacchaeus, tax collector, a thief, which no one liked. Samaritans, you name it. This, I think, is at the heart. Is at the heart of being of what it means to be a Christian. To try to live and treat others as Jesus did. Embracing the values of inclusiveness, love, forgiveness, and healing in word and deed, but not as we imagine them. But as they are supposed to be in the kingdom of God. Which sometimes, it's not necessarily as we imagine them. That needs immediacy, and it requires following. That is our challenge. That's what Epiphany, in a way, is trying to tell us. Along through a few readings. That's our challenge. And you know what? It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a challenge indeed. But may the God that reveals to us moves us through the Holy Spirit to act without delay. To act without delay, because we know what to do. We just hesitate a little bit. May the Holy Spirit move us to act without delay, to be present and immediately available
May God keep sending us epiphanies. I pray to God that we don't celebrate only the epiphany of God saying, this is my son, my beloved one. May God surprise us and challenge us every single day with different epiphanies. And we will find them. But let's pray that the Holy Spirit open our ears and open our eyes so we can actually acknowledge them. And may the Holy Spirit give us boldness in order for us to not only notice them, but act on them. It's urgent.